Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois has set a new record this year for the number of tornadoes that have touched down in the state. Weather officials confirmed 10 twisters during severe thunderstorms that blew across the state last Wednesday, bringing the total to 147 so far this year. That breaks the previous record high of 142 set in 2024. According to the state climatologist, Illinois averaged just 54 tornadoes annually between 1990 and 2020. Preliminary data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration shows the number of confirmed tornadoes in Illinois this year so far exceeds the traditional tornado alley areas of Iowa, Kansas, South Dakota, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Texas. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has appointed a new Health and Human Services Director after Senate Democrats refused to confirm her first choice. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports the rejected nominee will serve as Deputy HHS Director.
Reynolds has accepted the resignation of Health and Human Services Director Larry Johnson, who had the job since October. He needed a two-thirds vote in the Senate to keep his job, but Democrats voted against him. They said they saw diminished transparency and services under Johnson's leadership. Reynolds says Democrats rejected Johnson for political reasons. Now, Reynolds has appointed Department of Management Director Craig Paulson to also lead HHS. Paulson has made Johnson the principal deputy director of HHS and will delegate many duties to him. Paulson says the agency needs experienced leadership to ensure continuity of critical services. Senate Democrats say Reynolds is circumventing the Senate's role by reestablishing Johnson as the de facto head of HHS. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
The Clinton County Sheriff's Office has confirmed the identity of a teenage homicide victim recovered from the Mississippi River more than 50 years ago. Sheriff Bill Greenwalt announced on Monday that the body belonged to 15-year-old Cheryl Lynn Edwards, who was born in 1959 in Waukegan, Illinois. Her remains, discovered in April of 1975, were identified with help from the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the DNA Doe Project. Authorities have notified Edwards' living relatives as the homicide investigation continues. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker endured a big political setback when his affordable housing plan failed to pass in the spring legislative session. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports much of the opposition came from local mayors.
The proposal would have allowed multi-unit housing on nearly all residentially zoned land and create a statewide timeline for permit reviews. A large group of mayors says the plan undermines their local zoning authority. Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara says he'd like to see the plan instead include more incentives for builders, like property tax or permit fee waivers, something McNamara has been doing in his city.
The more you're working with folks doing an incentive-based model, in the long term, yes, we at the city are going to get a lot of revenue from a new home being built. But in the short term, we can give up some of that to incentivize them.
Pritzker says he wants to keep pushing his proposal. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Peoria Riverfront Museum President John Morris says the museum's participation in the upcoming Great American State Fair in Washington, D.C. is not intended to be political. The event on the National Mall is organized by the White House-backed Freedom 250 organization. Morris says the museum volunteered for Illinois when the state opted against having an official presence.
There was no partisan motive for doing it. There is only the motive of being proud of our state and wanting to represent it at the official celebration on the National Mall.
Morris says the state of Illinois chose not to participate in the event for budgetary reasons. Several other Democratic-led states have also declined to participate. Morris says Peoria's exhibition will include a hologram of Abraham Lincoln. The 16-day celebration is set to begin on Thursday. The Mockingbird Theater Company has entered an ongoing partnership with Black Hawk College in Moline to offer a professional-level theater education program. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more.
The partnership will offer students, emerging artists, and community members hands-on theatrical experiences, both on stage and behind the scenes, while expanding access to live theater in the Quad Cities. The Mockingbird previously produced The Glass Menagerie at BHC in July 2023 after the building The Mockingbird on Main was housed in collapsed in downtown Davenport May 28, 2023. The new partnership will launch with Death of a Salesman, the Pulitzer Prize-winning and Tony-winning play by Arthur Miller. Performances will be in the Black Hawk Theater in late August, directed by BHC alum Tristan Tapscott, co-founder of The Mockingbird, with BHC alum and professor Dr. Tracy Davis serving as executive producer. Davis, who will start a new Introduction to Theater Arts class at Black Hawk this fall, immediately hit it off with Tapscott and is thrilled with the partnership.
It's a natural fit, I think, for Black Hawk because we have the theater space and they have this really fantastic troupe who needs a space. And so it works together in that way. And so I'm happy that we're going to be partnering with them. I could not be more excited.
For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
And this is WVIK News.